Hello and welcome to Sidelines, an inside look at Cornell Athletics. I'm David Keating, and joining me today we have Tony Breschke, who's the Cornell men's tennis head coach, and Mike Stevens, the Cornell women's head tennis coach. Thanks for being here, guys. So Tony, I want to talk with you a little bit. You come here from University of Virginia. What's that transition like from being an assistant coach to a head coach, and then also coming from a big-time tennis school like UVA to a place like Cornell?
Yeah, I was at Virginia for 8 years as the assistant coach there. And, so far it's not that much different in that, when I went to Virginia, we took over a program which was in a rebuilding stage. You know, it was a program which was ranked outside the top 75, had never won a conference title, wasn't even fully funded. They actually had talked about cutting the program a couple of years before we got there. So, we didn't have a strong team. We didn't have a lot of traditions. So, there was a lot of rebuilding. We had some facility issues, stuff like that. So, coming here and, seeing where Cornell has been, over the last couple of years, kind of a program on the rise with some really good kids, some really good seniors who are great leaders, I think has made the transition easy. We upgraded the schedule a little bit here so the guys have some tougher competition this year, but they've been really excited about it. And so far, the transition has been great.
And Mike, you're coming from Binghamton where you were a head coach for several years there. Tell me about that transition from a bit of a smaller program to a place like Cornell.
Yeah, it's been a great transition. At Binghamton, we were able to build a nationally ranked program there. So here, the transition's been nice. It's been a challenge, but I think we can build a great program here as well and even get higher in the national rankings than we were able to at Binghamton. So I'm looking forward to the challenge.
And some of the rebuilding issues that you guys are going to have to deal with, both of you actually, are continuity-based. I know on the women's program, you'll be the fourth coach in four seasons for these seniors. Tell me some of the challenges that you face and how you're trying to overcome them with a team that has been hearing a lot of different voices from the head coaching front.
Yeah, I just take it one day at a time with the team, set out a plan for them to follow and try to get them to work as hard as they can every day. And as long as they're working to their potential and as hard as they can every day, then I consider it a good day for us. So it's been a challenge, but it's also been fun. We try to make practices as challenging and as fun as we can. So far, it's been going very well.
And Tony?
Yeah, for us, I think the timing of the coaching's change was actually pretty good. I have six seniors on my roster, mm-hmm. six freshmen on my roster, and then three sophomores. So I have a pretty big gap in my recruiting classes there. So, I think a little bit more so with the freshmen. I've, kind of been a little tougher on them and, let them know how I want things run. With the seniors, obviously, they have had two coaching changes. So, I've been a little more lenient with them. But having said that, they've been able to adapt to what I've been trying to do. And they've given me a great effort, and I have some really good leaders and some good character guys in there. So it's the timing of it was good. Next year I'm bringing in another five kids, so we're gonna have a really, really young team next year. So they won't have known anything different except for my system and my style. So I think the transition I think should be fine.
So you mentioned that recruiting class that you're bringing in next year, five kids, and it's largely ranked number four in the country of all schools in the nation with tennis, and that's a pretty big deal. Tell us about how that class kind of came together and what it means for your program going forward.
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously the recognition is nice. I think, first and foremost, I think it goes to show what Cornell University is capable from an athletic standpoint, and especially from, the tennis side. Right now we don't have a ton of history and tradition, but it's certainly something that we're working towards building. And I think that recruiting class that we have coming in, will be the building block for the mm-hmm. future of Cornell tennis and what we hope to accomplish. I think the biggest thing I was able to do with the kids we have coming in is get kids who are very passionate about tennis, obviously outstanding students, but really, really good character kids who, are going to come every day, be determined, work hard, have great sportsmanship, have high ethics. And, I think that's the key in building a program, having that kind of class those kids put together and then working with them over time. So I'm excited about them coming in, and, I'm excited to get started to work with them.
So I want to switch gears a little bit, Mike. Your season is basically year-round. You have a couple weeks off in the winter between the fall season and the spring, but for the most part, it's all year-round. How do you keep your team motivated through you know, winters up here and everything else, where it's sort of a daily grind of things in competition basically all the time.
Yeah, it is a challenge, but we got a great group of girls on the team. We set our goals. We have short-term goals, medium-range goals, and long-term goals. And as long as they're reaching towards those goals and trying to achieve those, it's fairly easy. They're a well-driven group. They have a God to drive, and they want to be successful, which is great. So it makes my job quite easy.
You talk about some short-range goals. I want to talk about this upcoming spring season, which is the team season. What are your expectations, and what are your goals and your team's goals for the season?
Yeah, well, we want to be peaking at the right time, which is April, with our Ivy League season. We started off the season last weekend with two good wins over quality teams, and our season gets more challenging as it goes on. So we're trying to get better every day. Our goals are to be in the top half of the Ivy League this season. And so those are our short-term goals for this spring season.
And how about you for goals this season? Just talking this season, not necessarily down the line, but what do you – you have a largely senior and freshman team. What are you looking to accomplish this season?
Yeah, well, I mean, we talk about it, and, you know, it's hard to make a specific goal, but I think, you know, all the guys are looking to win an Ivy League title this year. You know, they finished tied for second in the last couple of years. You know, and I think that's their goal. I mean, I think that should be – you know, obviously the goal for our program every year, mm-hmm. win the conference that you compete in. So, you know, I think that's what they're striving for. You know, from a short-term position, obviously trying to get better each and every day, you know, improving things in their game, their fitness, mm-hmm. stuff like that. But, you know, as far as the season goes, I think, you know, when the Ivy season rolls around, guys will be ready, and I think that's what they're shooting for.
Is there a particular match on the schedule this year that you've circled or think this is an important match, or this one's personal or something along those lines?
Yeah, well, we already played it. You know, we actually started our season. We started out with a triple header, and then we actually played the University of Virginia, uh-huh. which was the number one team in the country at their place, which was, you know, I think exciting for the guys,
right.
but at the same time, you know, a great learning experience mm-hmm. for them. You know, and it was really exciting to play in front of a huge crowd, you know, where I coached for 8 years, where my assistant played mm-hmm. For 4 years. And, you know, we actually had a great performance. We lost 7-0, but had some really tight matches. And I think that really helped us in our upcoming matches. You know, we have a couple other matches. We play a few teams that we lost to last year. The next day, we actually played Binghamton, who we lost to last year. We came out, they're ranked 50 in the country, and we beat them 6-1. So guys were excited about that. You know, this weekend, we play Penn State, who we lost to last year. So I think the guys are, you know, excited to get down to play Penn State and see how we do.
And Mike, how about for your season?
We have an interesting match this coming Saturday against Binghamton, where I coached the last 7 years. So, you know, they were into the national rankings last year, so that mm-hmm. should be a fun match to coach. And then certainly all of our Ivy League matches in April.
Well, that's great to hear. And I want to wish you guys both the best of luck this season and down the line. We're looking forward to seeing some high-quality tennis this spring. Thanks so much for coming by.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for watching Sidelines. Tune in next week. Let's go Red.